You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
The Prime Minister has survived the recent confidence vote, but questions still remain about the stability of Christopher Luxton's leadership and what that means for the government going forward. At the same time, inflation has come in higher than expected, rising 3.1% annually and 0.9% in the March quarter, adding to ongoing concerns about the cost of living. And in Wellington, severe flash flooding has once again raised questions about whether our cities are prepared for the increasing extreme weather. For our weekly catch-up with Shannon, with the Labour Party, I spoke to Shannon Halpert about all these issues. The Prime Minister has just survived a confidence vote, but there's clearly still pressure around his leadership. What do you make of where things stand for the government right now?
Certainly it's been a disrupted week, but in my view this is very much a classic National. You know, we've seen things fall apart both within the National Party and with coalition partners. To an extent, they're eating each other alive, and you know that's what we've seen from the National Party in the past. And this is why we've called them the coalition of chaos from the start of this term.
The confidence vote seems to have been driven by poor polling, economic frustration, and growing unease within National's own caucus. What do you think this result actually means?
Well, New Zealanders have become increasingly frustrated by the lack of leadership that Prime Minister Luxon has demonstrated, the promise of cost of living respite, which has never been delivered on. And so New Zealanders really have had enough, and that's the feedback I suspect that backbench MPs have been getting from their constituents and communities. And they haven't been able to see any change or get any alternative outcome from the leadership within the government. So, you know, that's when you see disgruntled members start to take action. That's where the uncertainty has come from, and we've seen that play out. What's important here, though, is that as opposition, we stay focused on the issues that are important to New Zealanders. That's jobs, health, homes, and actually getting some real action on the cost of living.
Do you think this is something that's just internal political noise, or is it actually going to start affecting how the government governs and makes decisions?
Well, New Zealanders are feeling uncertain at the moment due to global factors, the fuel crisis, the cost of living challenges, and that's not what we've seen this government focused on. Even this week we've seen, you know, a focus on the Treaty of Waitangi once again. That's not something that New Zealanders want to see government focused on. They want to know that they're going to be able to get by, that they're going to be able to put food on the table, that the government has a good plan around the fuel crisis. But actually, that's not what the government is delivering on. And I think people are really starting to speak up on that, to feel the pressure on that. And that's what they're telling government MPs as well.
We've also seen fresh reporting around inflation pressures, with the Wall Street Journal noting New Zealand's inflation rising 3.1% annually and 0.9% in the March quarter. There are concerns that these pressures could stick around, especially with the rising energy and fuel costs. What's your view on how the government is handling those pressures at the moment?
Well, National promised to fix the cost of living, but they've made it worse. It was problematic before the fuel crisis. And what we've seen is a very light plan on how the government intends to address the factors that are in front of us, and that includes inflation. People know how much inflation can affect their weekly budgets, their ability to get by, and the ability to look after their families. So there is significant concern there.
Do you think New Zealanders are already feeling the brunt of the impact of those rising costs, or is there still more to come?
Well, data shows that prices were already rising even before the conflict in the Middle East. And this was, you know, as we've said before, this was a direct result of the government's choices since they came into office.
With fuel prices expected to push inflation higher again next quarter, do you think the government is fully prepared for that?
No, we don't. The government has come up with a very light plan on how New Zealand is going to respond to the fuel crisis, despite multiple questions from journalists, from opposition in Parliament. We haven't seen the leadership or the detail come through from the Prime Minister or from Nicola Willis. They can't just continue to blame global factors for their failures. Households and businesses are having a much harder time dealing with the rising fuel costs now because this government has failed to get a grip on the rising cost of living right from the start. They promised change, they haven't been able to achieve that.
What would Labor be doing differently right now to ease that pressure?
Well, Labor would be demonstrating some leadership, as we did throughout the pandemic period. We came up with a very detailed plan on how we were going to respond both to the health component of the pandemic, but also the economic component that comes through. We made sure that we looked after lives and livelihoods, that people were able to keep their jobs. That's not what this government has done. We've seen the highest unemployment that New Zealand has seen in decades.
And moving on to the flash flooding in Wellington, we've seen a state of emergency declared after intense localised rainfall causing major disruption across the city. How would you assess the response so far?
Well, firstly, I just want to acknowledge the passing of Philip Sutton and mihi to his whānau. It's very sad when we lose people in such weather events like this. And acknowledge our frontline workers that have been here in Wellington doing the work that's required to keep everyone safe. It's important that in severe weather events that are in fact becoming far more frequent that we take urgent and meaningful action to address this.
Touched a little bit last week on Cyclone Vianu. Do you think this event has exposed any further gaps on how prepared our cities are for this kind of extreme weather?
I think what's real and what the government needs to understand is that these events keep happening. The government has failed to act or take climate change seriously. I think New Zealanders are really opening their eyes and are worried about that. We saw this when they cancelled the National Resilience Fund and they cut back on flood resilience funding. So the government really needs to take proper action. They need to invest in such solutions and ensure that all New Zealanders are kept safe. Over time, you start to erode the protections that are in place in that area, and that will impact us economically.
And what would Labor's response look like?
Well, Labor's demonstrated in the past that they have invested in climate change, that we've taken it seriously, we've signed up to the Paris commitment, and we demonstrated the leadership that New Zealand needed for both a short and long-term response to addressing these issues. We'll continue to do that when we win government in November, but the reality is these weather events are happening here and now. We need a government that is responsive, that is able to invest in them, and our role is to keep the pressure on the government and make sure that they're taking the action that they need to.
That was Shannon Halbert about leadership pressure on the government, inflation and the response to recent flooding.
That was our weekly chat with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.